Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, May 22nd. The grains closed higher with July corn up 2.5 cents, closing at 375. July beans up 3.5 cents, closing at 956.5. And July wheat down a penny, closing at 434.25. We had a pretty good sell-off in the wheat market. We were up better part of 7 cents at one point. In the last hour or so, they started to break. That dragged the corn and beans down. I didn't see any reason for the break in the wheat market. In fact, you know, I thought when we were higher, we could have seen some fun short covering in here. But it seems like every day around noon, one of the three corn, wheat, or beans gets sold and drags the other one, the other two down with it. Today it was the wheat's turn. Kansas City closed down too. Minneapolis was up 3.5, though. I don't see anything positive in this wheat market. Maybe somebody knows that they're not changing the crop ratings out there, which would certainly be a surprise to many of us. I think they're going to be lowered by 1 to 2 percentage points. We've got talk of the mosaic streak, the streak mosaic virus in western Kansas. We've got the flooding in Illinois and Indiana. Oklahoma's got problems. So I just don't see that we're anywhere near trend line yield, and I think we've got some problems out here, but we might not know about it for a while. So again, I don't know. I haven't seen any news that would justify why wheat sold off, except unless somebody got the crop ratings early. The corn stayed relatively firm here. Again, we've got the late plantings. We've got flooding out here. We've got guys talking about moving corn acres into prevent plant and not switching into beans. We had the dollar a little bit lower with crude oil up 40 cents a barrel. So all that was a little bit helpful out here. The beans were just a little bit higher. Again, some delays in planting, I think, is the general theme. And the fact that the corn acres may not go into beans, that was a little bit helpful as well. So it's kind of a mixed bag out here. We'll see what the crop ratings are at 3 o'clock. But I would expect to see, you know, at least 85% of the corn planted. I would expect to see 50% of the beans planted. And again, I would think we could see a decrease in the crop ratings on the wheat. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.